Yes, a good question. Okay, well, in a couple of ways. I don't think of pain. I don't have a clear view of hell because I don't know quite how to concept. Is it the place? Is it, you know, is it the state? Is it what? What is it? So I'm quite fuzzy. But okay, I don't think of pain as in any way having a purging effect, and so I don't think that there's any. As, maybe I don't understand purgatory correctly, but I don't think that suffering is a purifying process. I think that it is a consequence of sin, and I think it can be an educating and enlightening and corrective and so on, but I think that it serves its purpose of making people realize the reality of sin and its consequences, and casting them, you know, at the reality of what God has done in Christ, and turning them to Christ, rather than that the punishment itself somehow pays the sins and does the sins so that you don't need Jesus or something. So I guess maybe I don't quite understand purgatory. Also, purgatory is for Christians, not for those who go to hell, in Catholic theology. So it's Christians who need to get a bit more sorting out done on them, whereas hell is for people who go to hell.
Yes. It seems to me that purgatory makes you fit for heaven, your hell.
Well, it does in the sense that it... I mean, I guess I would have to then go back to looking at how divine punishment in Scripture functions as a way of pointing people back to God or prompting them back to God. And sometimes, you know, in the short term, it doesn't necessarily... It might initially have an effect of hardening people. In Revelation, God sends punishments to warn, you know, as warnings for people, and the nations just get more and more hardened. You know, so punishment, divine punishments, don't necessarily immediately bring about the desired consequence. And in the Old Testament, all the time, you know, God's going, "What are you doing?" You know, I took the rain away, and you're still doing this. You know, and so on. So, but I guess I'd have to go back to the Old Testament, and particularly, and see how the model would work there. I'd probably have to work it through more carefully as to, you know, how is it divine punishment? It's not that the punishment itself saves people or heals them. God strikes, but God heals. Do you know what I mean? So I think I just shy away. I mean, some early Christian universalists did talk about the fires of hell as purging and so on. I just feel a bit uncomfortable with that. Because I guess it, you know, you sort of think, well, what do you need Jesus for then? If you can just do the suffering yourself and get it over with.